أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فدلاهما بغرور فلما ذاق الشجرة بدت لهما سوآتهما وطفقا يخصفان عليهما من ورق الجنة وناداهما ربهما ألم أنهكما عن تلكما الشجرة وأقل لكما إن الشيطان لكما عدو مبين قالا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين قال اهبطوا بعضكم لبعض عدو ولكم في الأرض مستقر ومتاع إلى حين قال فيها تحيون وفيها تموتون ومنها تخرجون صدق الله العظيم. We discussed from ayat number 22 to 25 of Surah Al-A'raf. The discussion is that of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wa salam and Shaitan. Allah Ta'ala continues and Allah says, فَدَلَّاهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ. Then Shaitan manipulated them, persuaded them, allured them with ghurur, with deceit. How this deceit happened? Shaitan put waswasa into the heart of Sayyida Hawa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and then she had persuaded Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to eat from the forbidden tree. Falamma dhaqa shajara, Allah Ta'ala says, and when they tasted from the tree, they didn't eat it, but they tasted it here, and immediately on that Allah says, badat lahuma sawatuhuma, then the shameful parts of the body was exposed. وَتَفِقَا يَخْسِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ. The result of which was, they began to cover it, conceal it with the leaves of Jannah. According to some of the Mufassirin and the Mufassiriya, Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahimahumullah has expressed an opinion that up to that time, neither that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was aware of his own desire passions, nor was Sayyida Hawa alayhi salam aware of her passions. Both of them were not aware of each other's passions. They were not aware of each other's shameful parts of the body. Now when this got exposed, passion and desire had come into both of them. That part of insaniyat now was placed in them. That part of being a human was placed in both of them. And hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thereafter, the body was now exposed, and it was not befitting of that body to now wear the clothes of Jannah. One very important aspect at this point that we all need to understand, Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, according to the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that is our belief, that they are ma'soom from all major sins, from all minor sins. And this was not a sin that Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wassalam had committed. It was an error of judgment. Rather, in Surah Taha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified it, فَنَسِيَا. Adam alayhi salatu wassalam had forgotten. At that time, he had forgotten the responsibility he had to Allah Ta'ala and the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat. When Allah Ta'ala himself has made the excuse for Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah is the knower of whatever is in the heart, in the mind. And when Allah Ta'ala has done that and Allah had said he had forgotten, then insan, man cannot attribute a sin to Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. And this is a very, very major deviation between even Islam and Christianity, that they call Adam alayhi salatu wassalam wa na'udhu billahi sinna, he was the person that committed the first sin. And all of that, we need to be very, very cautious, and at the same time we need to know also our belief as far as being Muslims and being from the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Thereafter Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَنَادَاهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا, their Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had called upon them, أَلَمْ أَنْ Hakuma and tilkuma shajara, did I not prohibit the two of you from this tree? وَأَقُلْ لَكُمَا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمَا عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. And did I not make it clear to you, did I not tell you that Shaitan is your manifest enemy? Do not let him deviate you from any path towards Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, قَالَا رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. And there is a very, very great lesson for each and every one of us. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala says, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمَ مِرَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was inspired by Allah Ta'ala with some kalimat, with some words. Now there was remorse and regret in the heart. And this is a very important aspect, that the regret, the remorse had started in the heart and then it came onto the tongue. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that regret and remorse was accompanied by crying, the tears rolled down, and Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas says, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam began to shake out of the regret in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then Allah ta'ala, as a result of that, had inspired Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam with these words, Rabbana zalamna anfusana, O our Rabb, we had wronged our souls. When we just look at this part of the ayat, there is so much that we would understand insofar as being weak and being the slaves and servants of Allah Ta'ala. The first is that there is an admission of guilt. There is what is termed in the hadith as al-i'tiraf, that we are now admitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have wronged our souls. How we've wronged our souls, we have now placed the wrath of Allah ta'ala upon ourselves. That is al-i'tiraf. The second, in the hadith of our mother, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she narrates from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-i'tirafu tawbah. Tawbah is i'tiraf. It is admitting to Allah ta'ala that I have done wrong. The second aspect is, Rabbana zalamna anfusana. I take full responsibility for my doings. And that is a very important aspect that all of us need to learn, that we take responsibility for our doings, the wrong, and then we turn to Allah ta'ala and we ask forgiveness from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Wa illam taghfir lana, and O Allah, if you do not forgive us, wa tarhamna, and do not have mercy upon us. This is the next lesson we learn. Allah Ta'ala is never compelled to forgive, and Allah Ta'ala is never compelled to have mercy upon us. It is Allah's mercy that Allah Ta'ala forgives. It is Allah's mercy that Allah Ta'ala sends mercy upon us. The mercy upon Allah Ta'ala, like in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, far supersedes the wrath of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So, وَإِلَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا. O Allah, if you do not forgive and have mercy upon us, knowing full well, Allah is not compelled. No one can make anything compulsory upon Allah. No one can obligate Allah. لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Then the next lesson, that I will be, or we will be, from the khasirin, those who are at a loss. In other words, we being on the path of Allah Ta'ala is only the rahmah and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, and it is not our doings. But Allah Ta'ala, obviously, Allah had the plan, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said, قَالَ اهْبِتُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ. Now descend, all of you, some of you, will be enemies to others. In other words, insan and shaitan, your enmity will carry on till the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings this world to an end. And even between yourselves also, you will have this enmity that will continue, because you are going to be people of desires, you are going to be people of weaknesses, etc. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَىٰ حِينٍ. And for you in the earth is a mustaqar. In other words, it is an abode and also deriving benefit. But the important part is ilaheen, to a time. You are not going to be here forever. And this is the understanding and the realization that all of us need to get. That when we realize and we understand that we are not going to be here, this is not our everlasting abode. We are not going to be here forever and ever. We are travelers traveling towards the akhirat. then the mindset changes. Then everything else will change. Our thinking also will change. Our attitude also will change. And in that way, we will get closer to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. قَالَ فِيهَا تَحْيَوْنَا وَفِيهَا تَمُوتُونَ وَمِنْهَا تُخْرَجُونَ. Now Allah Ta'ala says, and Allah gives us the reality of this earth, and Allah Ta'ala says that in it you will live, وَفِيهَا تَمُوتُونَ, and in it you will die, وَمِنْهَا تُخْرَجُونَ, and from it you will be brought forth. That will be on the day of Qiyamah. The one step that Allah doesn't speak about is minha khalaqnakum, and from it we were created, because now that has already been done, and now Allah Ta'ala speaks about living in this world, dying in this world, and obviously from this earth Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.